Hopkins County government is excited about the prospects of being part of a pilot program through the Texas Secretary of State's office that will reduce the number of county polling sites, but will also allow voters to cast a ballot at any polling site in the county on Election Day. We hear more from County Judge Robert Newsom.
Judge, I understand there's some news on voting centers, that whole process that we've talked about before.
Yeah, we're really excited about this, and I think that citizens are going to love it once we get into it. But we've already bought the voting machines, and we're going to be going electronic voting almost completely, except for the early bids that from people at homes or whatever. But it's going to happen our next election. What we've done is we've applied to have less voting places, but make them more reasonable for people to be able to reach. That is, places that the people will be able to find very easily. Also, it's going to be like early voting on Election Day, so because we'll be able to have the you can vote anywhere in the county, and your vote will count wherever you happen to be. We're hoping that people will vote at all of these different places, but I'm expecting a lot of them will be here at the courthouse. We hadn't voted here in a long time. Civic Center, those two I expect will be major, but we'll have 14 voting places. But we had to be approved for this through the Secretary of State, and so that is being sent in by Debbie Shirley, our county clerk, today. Today we're making the application to be in this program. It's a pilot program for the state. We think it's great. We want to be in the pilot program, and we think we're going to get accepted. We've got a good chance right now.
Have you heard any discouraging words on this? It sounds like a good deal, but you never know. Somebody can find something they don't like.
Well, I'm sure that there are people who say, well, I've always voted on paper, and I can't possibly do it on electronic, but it's actually a lot easier than paper. So I expect once they do it one time, they'll love it. And so, no, I don't expect, I expect there will be some hesitation, but I think once you do it, and other counties that have done this have said the same thing. Once it went through one election, everybody loved it, and everybody said, this is a great thing for the county. Mm-hmm. We'll also have results much earlier in the evening because it'll be electronic.
I think one thing that your voting centers have to be Wi-Fi, so that has something to do with being able to verify a voter. If I vote in Sulphur Bluff, but I live in Sulphur Springs, I'll still be, show up on the voting list at that Sulphur Bluff voting center if there happens to be one there.
Historically, that has there's been very few instances, but we've caught a few people actually trying to vote more than once. It's historically, but that will be prevented through this because yes, we'll have to either have a Wi-Fi hotspot or Wi-Fi. For instance, at the schools. Here at the courthouse, we have Wi-Fi for the public, and we do it at the Civic Center. Yeah. So it'll all work out just fine. They'll be communicating with each other, so no one could try to vote twice. Or they could try, but they couldn't do it.
KSST News.